I am seriously craving for lechon. I am longing for the roasty, crunchy, crispy pig skin. Its smoky flavor, its smoky smell. The sweet yet sour but soft like cotton texture of the pork meat. My Uncle Troy is cooking it right now, but you know, I'm just too excited. I still need to wait for an hour though, but before I fill my stomach with so much fat and devour the yummiest roasted suckling pig, let me first say, welcome back and mabuhay to this new episode of It's More Fun in the Philippines. Anyways, if you're a Filipino, or a Spanish, or a Portuguese, you can absolutely relate to this particular food I'm gonna be talking about. Well, everyone is absolutely invited to learn about lechon. In the Philippines, in every celebration like birthdays, weddings, or town feasts, lechon is one of the pork dishes that can never be absent. In fact, lechon can be considered as one of the national food in the Philippines. But if you all think that lechon originated from the Philippines, you guys are wrong. Because lechon is from Spain. So, how did lechon end up in the land of the Pearl of the Orient? Let's go back to the history. Spain colonized the Philippines from 1521 to 1898. The foremost reason for the colonization was because of spices. That era was the start of the huge impact of Spain on the Philippines in aspects like religion and culture. The only time Spain left the Philippines was when the United States came to rescue in 1898. The influence of Spain on Filipino cultures is still present even up to these days. For instance, there are many provinces and cities in the Philippines with Spanish names, such as Laguna, Isabela, Quirino, Aurora, Marindique, Antique, Valle de Compostela, and etc. Also, if there is a third official language in the Philippines, I think it would be the Filipino Spanish, because there are Filipino words that are literally Spanish. Catholicism was also brought to the Filipinos by the Spaniards. Thus, if Spain had so much influence on the name of the cities and provinces of the Philippines, on religion and language, how much more could it be on food? Lechon is just one of the food Pinoys inherited from our now friends, Spaniards. Lechon is a Spanish word which means roasted suckling pig. And it is cooked over charcoal for 8 long hours. Lechon has a quite unique preparation process. The pig is first killed and its belly is slit lengthwise from hind legs to front legs. Ears, tail, and feet are all left intact. Hair from the pig's body is carefully shaved off because who wants it in their food? It is usually done by the butcher, but some hair may still stay on the body. It is essential to carefully inspect the body and remove any remaining hair before seasoning it, because the seasoning will not be able to cling on the pig skin properly if the pig is not shaved well. Once the raw pig is thoroughly shaved, cleaned, and washed, it is seasoned with crushed garlic, dried oregano, black pepper, salt, and achiote oil. But many Filipinos have created their own styles, like they put different ingredients inside the pig's body and they sew it after. When thorough seasoning is done, the well-seasoned pig is refrigerated in a large tub with ice. The pig is then skewered and attached to a metal rod and is placed in a large pit full of charcoal. It is very essential to use charcoal that does not have lighter fluid added to it, because the charcoal is the secret for lechon's distinctive smoky flavor. The rod to which the pig is attached is then turned over the burning charcoal in rotisserie action. This allows even roasting. After 8 hours, once the roasting is completed, the pig is allowed to sit for 20 to 30 minutes before cutting it. This allows the juices to sink inside, making the meat moist and soft. This is known as basting. After all this preparation and cooking, you can now enjoy lechon. A lot of Filipino dietitians say that you can only eat lechon once in a month because it is very, 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 very fatty. As far as nutrition is concerned, 100 grams of lechon consists of 6 grams of monounsaturated fat, 1 gram of polyunsaturated fat, 5 grams of saturated fat, and the total cholesterol content in 100 grams of lechon is 95 milligrams. Thus, if you are overweight or obese, or if you have high blood pressure, I am not trying to discriminate, but lechon can't be your daily pizza. Nonetheless, small amounts of it is fine, but you can never really enjoy it if you have health problems. Though lechon is not really nutritious, a lot of people still love it, especially Filipinos. Do you know that Cebu serves the best quality of lechon in the Philippines? Cebu is an island and it is one of the most developed provinces in the country. Do you also know that the very first interaction of the Filipinos and Spaniards took place in Cebu? Interesting, I know. Every August of the year in Cebu, they celebrate the annual Lechon Festival, where all the lechon business in that city gather to compete for who has the best tasting lechon. And the judges are the tourists from all over the world. People vote who wins. Cebu is where it's raining lechon because the pork dish is literally everywhere in that island. People never waste lechon. I mean, if there are leftovers, Filipinos cook it in different lechon dishes. Some of the lechon dishes are lechon paksiw, lechon kawali, lechon sisig, lechon adobo, lechon in a pasta, lechon in a homemade salad, lechon as a filling, and there are even more. Filipinos get creative when they see a leftover lechon. Lechon has become a signature dish in the Philippines. Truly, the colonization era of Spain to the Philippines was not just a pure terror and nightmare. There is still a bright and positive side of it. Because we Filipinos have adopted to some of the cultures and traditions that did not really spring in our home country, and we learned it from the countries that used to be our leaders. We learned a lot from the Spaniards as well from the Japanese and Americans. Yes, the colonization killed many and thousands of Filipinos who fought for the freedom of our Philippines. But I can say their sacrifices weren't put in vain. The Philippines have grown a lot. With all the bumpy roads it has been, it just made the Philippines more distinctive and unique. It's not just the beautiful beaches and tourist spots, why the people from all over the world visit the Philippines. Aside from Filipinos being known as the most hospitable people in the world, the uniqueness of the Filipino cuisine is what makes the tourists keep on coming back to the Philippines. By the way, lechon is ready just in time. Can't wait for this lechon to fill my stomach. So that's all for today, guys. I'll just enjoy every bite of it while it's still here because my cousins are coming over and they know that a lechon is served. Always remember, love local, love your country. See you on the next episode of It's More Fun in the Philippines.